The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
How are you?
Wonderful.
How was your ride here? Were you behind any slow-moving vehicles?
Oh, I'm... Maybe.
Maybe. One,
when
their
light turns green and then you toot at them.
Uh-huh.
Some people
instantly,
go crazy.
Instantly. There's no pause allowed. Okay. We're also with Bob Vaness from the Water Medic. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
You're no stranger to our program. You've been here several years ago. In 2013, I think we did two or three shows with you. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors, about 20 realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you'd like to suggest a topic that we haven't covered, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click the Dunmore Corners live webcam and click the webcam and see what's going on at the corners.
Or listen to archive radio shows. We have a wide variety of many topics as they pertain and relate to real estate. That's jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where you can also view our listings or search the MLS listings. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Bob Vaness, the Water Medic. You are a water consultant for the Water Medic. Who owns the Water Medic, please?
Currently, my two sons have taken the business over, and they're doing a phenomenal job.
Excellent. So when you were here 3 years ago, you were still the owner, operator, and then in the last several years, you've transitioned
into the
consultant role?
Yeah, okay. I've retired into the consultant role.
Oh, and how are you enjoying retirement? Having fun?
I'm enjoying it, yes.
Good for you. You deserve it. So we're going to talk about water. Let's start with public water.
Okay. Public water basically is transported from a reservoir or, in many cases, a reservoir and a well. They blend, which they've done recently because of some of the contaminants that are found in the reservoirs, such as cryptosporidium or giardia. They've become somewhat resistant to chlorine in many areas. Several years ago, if you remember, they had a giardia outbreak up in Michigan that killed a bunch of people. Recently, they had a lead outbreak up there in Flint, which has caused several illnesses and possibly long-term mental problems with children because of ingestion of lead. Recently, I was in one of our local towns here, and I saw him digging up a pipe into a house. And when I looked down, the pipe was lead. The pipe coming from the street into the house in one of our local cities here was lead. So I'm sure we have, in our area, lead contamination as well and just don't know it.
How would you?
Have your water tested.
Okay. So... you know, everywhere you go, drink water, drink water, drink water, at least 8 glasses a day. So then we're drinking, but sometimes what we're putting into our bodies is not healthy for us.
And that's exactly correct.
So even on a public system, and, you know, in terms of real estate, buyers, when they purchase a property, they have the right to do many different inspections. And on public systems, a lot of buyers choose to waive the inspection because they feel it is what it is. But you're saying test it.
Yeah, they should definitely test it. And the reason most people waive the testing is because they're either naive as to what is in the water, or they don't understand the ramifications of drinking water that has a contaminant in it. For example, you know, when you buy a house that's not on public water, if you're doing any kind of FHA or VA or financing through a lending institution, many of them require you to have a water test. And when they do, they also require it to have a bacteria test, as well as a lead test, as well as a iron pH to make sure that the quality of the water is potable.
And that's on wells.
That's on wells.
Right. And a lot of people say when they have been born and raised, lived on wells for some time, well, there's nothing like well water. It's pure. It's clean. I don't have to worry about this, this, and this. But there are things they do have to worry about.
Oh, many, many, many. And the thing is, a perfect example is a person can say, oh, my well is excellent. I've been drinking it for 20 years. But you go into the house and you drink the water because you're not used to it. You get sick because you build up an immunity to your water. Like, especially on fecal coliform, basically, if you have 10 or 14 parts of fecal coliform in your water and you've drank it since it was non-contaminated and it gradually built up, and your body, your immune system will take care of that. But somebody else comes into your house, they get deathly sick.
Uh-huh.
So you need to be very careful. If you're drinking in the country at someone's home, take your own water.
Bring your own bottled water.
Right, unless they have a treatment system, like say an ultraviolet light, which kills all your bacteria and parasites.
Okay, bottled water is not without its issues.
Oh no, no, I bottled water is in many cases city water with a little bit of ozone in it, so it doesn't grow bacteria while it's in the bottle. And remember, you're drinking out of plastic again, you know?
What about when it says purified?
That means that they've taken all the total dissolved solids out of the water. And distilled is actually water in its purest form. In other words, distilled water has no impurities in it. Purified means that they've taken out
some
of the contaminants, calcium and magnesium, your hardness. They've reduced your hardness on it.
What other words do they use to throw us? There's all these different labels out there.
Spring water.
Spring water. Okay, spring water normally has about 30 TDS, and TDS is total dissolved solids. Now, what total dissolved solids are? That means you can't see them, but they're there. Now, if you take Clark Summit water, generally Clark Summit water has about 170 TDS.
In the public water.
Dallas, the same way. Scranton is about 30 to 40 TDS, which it's kind of funny that the two most affluent areas have the worst water.
Oh, my. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, what about if you have like one of those home filters on? They say they rate them for like 5 microns. Does that get rid of that stuff?
No. They're dissolved solids. You can't filter out hardness. Okay. And you can't use those electric things that they put on the pipes that, this is going to soften your water. It does not soften your water. You can do a test before that system and after that system. And the hardness is the same. Now, what they say is they chemically change it so it doesn't stick together and ruin your hot water heater. And there's some validity to that, but it doesn't make the water soft.
So our water in this area, public water, is hard.
Public water is hard.
Okay. And when we go to other areas, we usually immediately realize what type of water we're dealing with. The lather.
Slippery.
Yes.
And it feels
right.
Like you can't get the soap off.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And the reason is because when you have hard water, it requires a lot more soap to get lather, to get bubbles. It requires a lot more. So one of the tests we do when we go into a house to try to show people what the difference is between hard water and soft water, we have a person wash one hand with hospital soap, and they wash with that one. And then we have a mini softener. We have them wash the other hand. And then we let them dry it. We don't, you know, hand dry it. And then we let them go like, we let them take their hands and rub them together. Just one hand rubbed together, and then the other hand rubbed together. And they go, it's slippery. They can feel it.
Mm-hmm. So, there is a noticeable difference.
Really noticeable. And what happens is you have to use about 4 to 5 times more soap, laundry detergent, conditioners, shampoos. So the real savings, when you buy a water softener, it's probably one of the only appliances that actually pays for itself. Because the soap savings, if you go through your cabinet and see your Biz Bold Cheer, all the stuff you use for washing clothes, for showering, for shampooing, for cleaning, you use a tenth less, a lot less to do the same job. So you actually save money by using less detergents when you have soft water.
Detergent's pretty expensive, yes.
If you look at Tide, for example, they have sodium bicarbonate, I think, as one of their additives, and that's a water softener. You're buying them by the box, but it doesn't do the full job. It just does a part job, you know?
So that's why we should all consider...
If you have hard water, you should definitely look at having a water softener. And some people say, oh, I can't, it gives me sodium in my water. But actually, you only get the sodium ion, and if you drink 8 glasses of water a day and you have 6 to 8 grains of hardness in your water, it's the equivalent of eating 2 slices of bread in sodium. So it's not a big deal, but people think, oh, I'm getting sodium. And for those that are sodium sensitive, you could use potassium chloride. So you'll get your potassium the same as you would if you ate a potato and you drank 8 glasses of water out of a water softener.
So you have a solution.
There's always a solution.
All right. So getting back to public water in this area, you know, when we have a filter, so when I turn on the water at somebody else's house or in another area, I immediately pick up on that chlorine.
Oh, chlorine can be removed, and chlorine is dangerous, actually. If Greenpeace will tell you, they're picketing in Holland right now over the chlorine on the railroad going through areas. They don't even want the chlorine in the railroad cars going through the areas.
Oh my!
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But chlorine, you know, let's face it, you really wouldn't drink bleach, would you? And the thing is, chlorine absorbs in your skin. Most people don't realize that. Another test that we do when we go to a house that's on public water, we do what they call a precipitation test. And a precipitation test, we take a glass of water right out of the tap, and we take one that we run through the water softener. And then we put 3 drops of a chemical in there and 3 drops of a chemical in there, and it makes all the dissolved solids fall to the bottom. So what you do is you're looking at a glass that has a whole bunch of murk on the bottom of it, and you're looking at the other one that has none. So what it does is it changes the water distinctively. And the chlorine, what we do for that is we take a glass of their water and we run it through our carbon filter. And we have the 2 glasses, and we use a pool test kit. And we ask them to we take the glass and we put 3 drops of the pool test kit, and it turns yellow. Okay, we take another glass of water right out of the tap, and we tell them, put 3 fingers in that for 1 minute. And after 1 minute, they pull them out, and we got no chlorine. Then I tell them, smell your fingers.
Oh.
It absorbs in your skin. So when you take a shower, and you can smell the chlorine, it's no good. It's no good for your body, period. In fact, it's been known, the government has information that it's a carcinogenic.
And what does it do to our hair and our skin? It dries it out?
Yeah, it dries it out, but it absorbs. It's a chemical, and it absorbs in your skin. You know, you glow.
With us today is Bob Venice, the water medic, water consultant. May I have the contact information for the water medic?
Yeah, we have a website, thewatermedic.net, or you can contact us on phone at 888-442-0349. or 570-586-4436. In addition, if you just have an email question and you want to email us, you can waterfixer@aol.com.
Thank you, Bob. Pat?
Yes, we have a wonderful four-bedroom, two-bath home with a two-car garage at 815 Richter Drive in Scranton for $219,000. This home is only 10 years old with central air conditioning, hardwood floors, and a stone fireplace. It also has a first-floor master bedroom and bath, a stone patio area, and a rear deck. And it also has beautiful landscaping and a seasonal view of Roaring Brook. That's a 12-year-old home with four bedrooms, two baths, and a two-car garage at 815 Richter Drive in Scranton for only $219,000.
Thank you, Pat. And this is a shout-out to Dan Taylor, full-time realtor with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. He was just awarded a 2015 Rookie of the Year by the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. His hard work and dedication to his colleagues and community was realized by this outstanding accomplishment. In addition to that, he was awarded the Century 21 Bronze Award for production this past year and the Century 21 Pinnacle Quality Service Award for his dynamite service to his clients. We applaud Dan Taylor, and are so proud of his efforts and accomplishments. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Morning again. Learning anything about chlorine?
You know, this stuff scares me. Water always scares me. But we have a great guest today, Bob Benes, the water medic, water consultant. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jackie?
Learning a lot from you, as usual. You were here a couple years ago, and you're revisiting us. Again, we're talking about water, public water, well water. And just before the break, we were talking about the chlorine that's in the public water and how it's really not good for us to ingest.
The problem stems from a microbiological disinfection. Okay, what they try to do is make sure that the water that reaches your home doesn't have bacteria in it. So what they have to do is they have to transport it. Since they're not going to bring a water bottle to your house, they've got to transport it through the lines. Well, as you know, and probably everybody's aware, some of the lines they transport it through are made out of wood around this area. They're so old. But, you know, they're old iron pipes and they're constantly breaking. And they have to dig them up and patch them back together. And when they do that, they have to disinfect. And basically, the reason they use chlorine, it is probably the least expensive way to transport water and keep it microbiologically safe. So the water company, by law, has to have a residual at the farthest place away from the treatment plant. So at the treatment plant, they have the water, they filter it, they add chlorine to it, and they feed it down the line by pumps so that you have pressure at your house, and it comes through. Well, the last person on the line has to have a chlorine residual. I think it's 3 ppm, 3 parts per million. But the problem is, the people in the beginning of the line, They have a lot more chlorine. I don't know how much, but it varies from day to day because chlorine is like a flock. If there's bacteria, it eats it, but it also dissipates itself. So if there's a lot of bacteria in the water and they feed the same amount of chlorine, they won't get residual at the end of the line. If there's no bacteria, they'll get a lot of residual back at the line. So it's very hard for the water company to be able to regulate unless there's only one house on the line. So it becomes, it's a difficult thing, but they do the best they can at trying to keep our water microbiologically safe. The problem is chlorine is not good for you. Everybody knows that. The people at the beginning of the line, they're always complaining to the water company that my water smells. It smells like chlorine. But they have a way to get rid of that if they really want to. They have what they call activated carbon. And we install a lot of them for people. And what they do is they improve the taste of the water and they remove the chemicals from the water. They not only remove chlorine, they remove hydrocarbons, they remove a lot of most of your chemicals. Recently they had some chemical up in the Ivy League Park. They had some chemical problems up there, and that's all activated carbon takes out, TCE, PCE, and any other your chemicals like that. So activated carbon is a real good thing to put on your line coming into the house.
So a carbon filter.
It's carbon. It's activated carbon.
Activated carbon filter on the main.
On the main. But if you take one of these little ones that you get at Home Depot and stuff, it'll plug up quick because it's not large enough to handle it. What we normally put in is a 9x48, 9-inch diameter by 48 inches high, filled with activated carbon. And basically you have to change it about every 5 years. But what it does is it takes out all the chlorine and any other chemicals like that.
Well, chlorine is not the only thing they're putting into the water.
No, some people have experimented with ammonia to try to hide the smell of chlorine, which is
ammonia and chlorine aren't supposed to mix together so good, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't think they've done many studies on that, what the health effects of that would be. But I think they tried it a couple of times. I'm
so
not
so we're
sure
ingesting poison is what you're saying.
Well, I'm just saying that chlorine by itself, if you were to drink a glass of it, would kill you.
And you know, all the other stuff in the line, I used to be a fireman, and we would open the hydrant, and we'd run the hydrant, and the water would get black and brown, and we'd let it run. You'd let it run for 20 minutes, a half hour.
Yeah.
It would never clear up.
No,
and then everybody in the neighborhood gets brown water.
Right. And then there's boil advisories when some of these things go bad. I mean, like they break a line and the people on the downside of that line, they get some mud and they get some, but again, they're transporting water to many, many people, and it's a difficult job to do and do it safely, you know. So, you know, the water company, as far as I'm concerned, with the tools that they have, has done a great job. Now, what they could do is offer everybody a free carbon filter at their house, and they could buy them off Water Medic.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
But the DEP... Is it the DEP?
Yes.
All right, that allow.
Yeah, they monitor that. The DEP monitors that. For the most part, that's one of the many things they do. But they have air quality and many other things. But the DEP does a pretty good job of monitoring the public water systems, and there are small companies as well as large companies. I mean, I think one of the largest we have around here is Pennsylvania American Water. But there are also a lot of small water companies in these rural areas that handle a trailer park or a small housing development, and they're all regulated under the DEP. They have reporting to do. All of your public water systems are periodically randomly checked by the DEP, to ensure that they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Whether they're keeping the public safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
But to remove chlorine, activated carbon is the way to go. And it has a dual function. It not only does it remove the chemicals, but it makes the water taste really great.
You know, fascinating to me is, and the History Channel has shows on this, but when you go to New York City and large area. Best water in the country.
New York City's got the best water in the country.
And it's because?
Because they filter it, they soften it, they do everything.
And the lines that they originally put in, all the water lines in the city. Do you remember watching that? You're not.
Yeah, they put all those
looking
new,
at me like
they put all new water lines in. Yeah, all the mains were put in new.
But so, that new water tunnel—that's what you're talking about. The water tunnel that they put in, all the new water tunnels that they're just putting in—that took 30 years and billions of dollars, and they finally got them in. Yeah. We were in the city last weekend, and the water was. You can drink it right out of the faucet. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Most places we go, we buy, we order, wherever we go, we're always drinking the bottled water, no matter where we go. But, lunch, dinner, wherever. But in New York City, we can drink tap water, and it's amazing. But wouldn't think of it anywhere else on the planet.
Well, you can drink the water here if you wanted to, but I wouldn't recommend it. Yeah.
No, I was in Boston. I had a glass of water. It smelled like low tide. I was like, this is terrible.
But for the people who are listening, the water where we're at is well water.
So how often should we test our public water if you're on a public water system?
I would say on a public water system, I would recommend getting a test, initial test. And then after that, I would test it about every 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
But the initial test would tell you a lot. In other words, if you have your initial test and you have high amounts of lead, you might want to think about getting a contractor to dig up your line coming in, because it could be. I mean, let's face it, the greater Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area is not a young area. These were built years and years ago, all these homes downtown and stuff, and because of that, I mean, at that point in time, lead wasn't a concern.
Right, that's what they were using.
Yeah, that was what they used. It was pliable, you could bend it. I mean, these pipes are this big around, solid lead. I mean, just a hole in the middle about that big. To lift the line, it takes Superman.
So to wrap up our discussion about chlorine, what would you have to say?
Well, chlorine has several uses, that are good. I mean, you can use it in laundry for cleaning whites up and stuff like that, and it's a great disinfectant. You wipe a counter down with Clorox, and it's killed all the germs. And then you got to think about the absorption problem that I told you about. Your skin absorbs it. Your skin's a big sponge. I mean, if you use gasoline on your hands, it's going to absorb. If you use chlorine on your hands, it's going to absorb. Think about all these kids that are out there in these pools that are heavily chlorinated. I don't know what the long-term effects of that are going to be, but I would definitely think that there would be a better way to do it, that Bacquacil or something like that, that isn't chlorine-based, because chlorine it absorbs. And if you ever had a child in the pool, when they get out, if the pool's a heavily chlorinated pool, when they get out, you just smell them. They smell like chlorine. And so, I would just caution parents to say, think about what you're doing to your kid. If you're putting them in a chlorinated pool, is it good or is it bad? Now, the government has studies that say chlorine in a shower, in a hot shower, is carcinogenic. Now, is chlorine in a pool carcinogenic? I don't know. But I'd sure,
think about it.
Think about it. If I was a parent and my kids came home and they smelled like chlorine.
Bob Vinnis, water consultant with the Water Medic. How does someone get in touch with the Water Medic, please?
You can get us on our website at thewatermedic.net. You can call us on the phone at toll-free at 888-442-0349. Or you can email us on our website at waterfixer@aol.com.
Thank you, Bob. Would you come back next week?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, we have a two-bedroom, two-bath home on over a half acre of land at 434 Wilbur Street in Scranton for $88,000. This ranch-style home has a one-car garage and a possible third bedroom in the lower level. It also has beautiful hardwood floors, and it is located on a dead-end street. It also has a remodeled bath with a tile and a jacuzzi-style tub. That's a two-bedroom, two-bath home with a one-car garage located on over a half acre of land at 434 Wilbur Street in Scranton for only $88,000, and that's listed by Sue Shylock of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Happy 4th of July to all our listeners. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Brady Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.